You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Adjunct faculty or non-tenure track faculty are basically part-time instructors on college campuses. They make very little money and have very little job security, but they also make up the majority of staff at U.S. colleges and universities. So there's a good chance they're teaching your kids. And now they're at the heart of a new kind of union movement. The latest step came Friday when the adjunct faculty at Duke decided to unionize, and instructors at dozens of other schools have done the same. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more from New York.
Called contingent, non-tenure track, or adjunct professors, they average about $3,000 a class, meaning they earn $18,000 a year with a typical course load. That's compared to a median salary of nearly $70,000 for entry-level tenure track faculty. They're doing more and more of the teaching, so these adjunct faculty see a disconnect between their pricey advanced degrees and relatively small paychecks, often with minimal job security. I reached Eileen Anderson on Duke's campus just before she taught her Spanish 203 class. She thinks universities can afford to pay adjuncts a little more.
I don't think that's a problem, especially in a place like Duke. It's such a large endowment. We're just talking about living wages and cost of living increases.
But in an era where higher education funding is scarcer, something has to give.
But I believe that's going to end up doing more damage than good.
Historian Philip Magnus is with the Institute for Humane Studies at George Mason University. He's sympathetic to adjunct professors' concerns because he's been in their shoes, but he's generally against them unionizing.
Universities have scarce resources. If we put that money into more adjunct salaries, that means money is less available for tuition relief.
Or scholarships. Or it could mean fewer jobs for adjuncts and larger class sizes, all bad for students. Alternatively, a school that pays more could attract more talented teachers, improving the classroom experience and lifting the university's fortune overall. We'll see in years to come as we compare results of union versus non-union schools. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.